Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, noon Eastern. I appreciate all of you for tuning in each Monday and listening. We have an arena of special guests who are very fun and very cool and exciting. My guest today is pretty exciting. She met me when I first started developing my gift, and I wanted to know if it was okay to be that way, to have these gifts, to do okay with this. And Ruth has been my guide for a long, long time, which I really am humbled and appreciate, you know, her being there when she was at a time when I was so confused and so lost. And, you know, we have a lot to talk about today. We've got some interesting topics, and I'll be excited to talk with Ruth and see what she has to offer. Ruth has a website, which is ruthpsychicanswers.com. She works really hard as a psychic and intuitive, and she does really awesome at it. She does a great job at, you know, really getting in there and giving you the punchline, you know, giving you the information that you need with great results. So I'm happy to have her on today. You can also find her at Ruth Psychic Answers on Facebook and also ruthpsychicanswers.com. I encourage you to book a reading with her today. She's very fabulous at what she does. I'm also running a three-question special for $15. You can check that out, Starway Amanda or starguidereadings@gmail.com. But like I said, even check out Ruth's YouTube page. She has some really insightful YouTube pages. Sometimes she does questions. Sometimes she talks about different topics. I really like what I see, so you'll have to go over and subscribe to her YouTube channel as well. But, you know, Ruth works really hard. We're going to get to topics and have some fun today. And second half of the show, we're going to take your questions, one question per caller, and it's going to be awesome. We're just going to get right to your questions and answer them. And like I said, check out her page. She's very awesome. So we're going to bring Ruth on and see how she's doing and get started. Hi, Ruth. How are you today?
I am great, Amanda. Hello to you and all the listeners. It's always
yeah.
so much fun to be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. I really enjoy
welcome.
Having you. You know, you touched my life in school and in college, and, you know, you made a big, huge difference in my life. So I'm just so happy to have you, you know, to be a part of my show since you were a part of my life when I first got started.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. And it was fun. I mean, it was. I was happy to do it. And I wanted to talk about. I do offer a short 3-minute reading for $10.
Nice.
So if you just have one question, you can go to my Ruth Psychic Answers page and you can book an appointment. It's easy. $10 isn't too much. Just if you don't need an extensive reading at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited, Amanda, about my YouTube channel.
I love your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I am on there, and I have been watching you, and I am so impressed with, what you're coming up with and how you answer questions.
Yeah. And the thing is about YouTube is like an encyclopedia. It is full of valuable information about any topic you'd want to, you know about, and it's free. You know, so you can you find all these great YouTubers, and even with my channel, and we're giving it all away. We're giving it all to you for free.
See, that's really awesome. That's like what I do here. A lot of times, you know, people can tune in, they can listen, they can get a little bit of information, but then, you know, we work so hard. I know you do too, because, you know, we have bills and we have things too. We always like to help people, but, you know, we have bills and things too that we have to get to. So, you know, it's important that even that little $10 reading makes a difference, you know, in, you know, our lives, because that's what we do to make an income. It's kind of like going to the doctor or going to, you know, the dentist or the psychologist, you know, they have to have money too. But we also like to, you know, do little giveaways and, you know, little short things so that people can have an advantage to try you out, which I think is a really neat option.
Yeah.
I know back in the day you were doing the phone readings, which is so interesting. I remember when you said, oh, you're normal. I'm a mom and I'm this. And, you know, you're okay too at doing readings. You know, that's just what you do. There's nothing wrong with you. And I thought, boy, there's somebody else that does readings too. And a little birdie told me that you used to live where I used to live, and you were trying to work with your gift because God brought you this awesome gift, which, you know, you've really touched my life in encouraging me. And you had a lineup outside your house to bring in this income to help your family.
Well,
and I was like,
we were having we were having a hard time. We had moved from Ohio to Tennessee, my husband and I, with three children, and we were really having a struggle. And my check, you know, at the time you got your check in the mail, you know, from Social Security, I was on, and it got sent to Ohio, and we were hungry, and it was a tough time.
Oh, my goodness.
I was feeding the kids popcorn and for dinner, and my neighbor was cooking extra and saying, we have this left over, you know, and I knew she was cooking extra. And I just prayed and said, God, you know, I need to feed these children. And, you know, and he's like, you know what to do, Ruth. You've done it all your life. And I put an ad in the paper, $5 psychic readings. This was in 1982. And I was just born, Ruth.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You
I
put
had
a
never
reading.
Charged.
I was just born, and you were in
and
my
so
state just as I was born in Chattanooga. That is
and
so
then,
fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. And so then, you know, my husband was cleaning the house and taking care of the kids, and I was sitting in the kitchen shuffling cards and doing readings. And then I said, oh my gosh, I'm tired. I got children. I need a break. I need my life back. And so I put another ad in the paper, and I said I upped it $10 readings. And then God said, oh, so now you really think you're worth something, Ruth. And then all the my customers doubled, and they sat in their car and they lined up on the road and they sat in their car and waited their turn. It was amazing. Little Dixon, Tennessee. That's where I lived, in Dixon, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. I know where that is, too. Dixon.
Yep.
Dixon, yeah,
Tennessee.
I was just being born 1982.
Yeah.
I think I was still, well, I think I had gone home, but 1981, you know, I'd just been born.
Yeah.
How amazing. And you were in Tennessee.
Yeah, Dixon, Tennessee, yeah. And so, but I do want to talk about my YouTube channel. It's on my page. But it is Ruth's Psychic Answers, and there's a space between Ruth and then Psychic Answers is all one word. So it's R-U-T-H-S and then a space and then Psychic Answers. And I am going to give a free 5-minute psychic reading away every time I reach 100 subscribers. So, and what you'll do is you'll have to watch the YouTube channel to see if you're the winner. But and I haven't had the channel very long. Right now, guys, I'm at 69 subscribers.
Wow.
And but it's getting there.
You're
and I'm
get
working
more.
I'm working toward it. So, now you know,
you're
going to
get more.
Yeah.
I'm
and,
excited cuz I see
I mean,
you getting so much more, and I see you broadening your horizons with information.
Yeah, I'm given so much inspiration through spirit and guidance, and I'm sharing it to all of you for free. So subscribe to my channel.
Ruth, you have a lot to talk about on your channel, and that is so exciting that, you know, you were able to help your family with, you know, God's help and, you know, double your money and make it and do so well that now, you know, you're a third generation psychic. You've been doing this for a long time. All of your children are
so my daughter
gifted,
Joy, she's listening. My daughter Joy is listening. Hello.
Hi,
Joy. She's my business partner, and she's a fourth generation psychic, but she doesn't want me to say so. And then her oldest daughter is extremely psychic, and she's a fifth generation.
Yes.
So it just
keeps,
and all her children are, and me, her youngest one is very intuitive, her little
mm-hmm.
Jersey. She's very intuitive. So it just keeps getting passed down
name.
The family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I remember when I met you, that Joy was with you, and the coolest thing happened when I met Joy and you. Joy went off to go get you a salad, and you were thinking it, and she read your mind and brought you a salad. And you said, oh, you must be psychic. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I don't think I'm going to get to go back with you and see you after all. And it actually happened. You told me it would.
Yeah. We met your mom. We met halfway, and you came and spent a week with me, and then it was so much fun. It really was so much
mm-hmm.
fun.
It really was. I had a good time. I had a really good time, and it was neat meeting Joy, too, and then meeting all the other kids.
All
I think there was only one I didn't get to meet, and it was a great experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk today about healing, Amanda. And
that's a good topic.
Yeah, there's all kinds of healings. There is a hands-on healing, and, you know, that a lot of times you get hands-on in the church. And then there is anointing of oil, that type of healing. And then there's Reiki, which Amanda does. Amanda does
mm-hmm.
Reiki. And I do Reiki, and I believe we have several Reiki healers that listen in.
I think we do.
Yeah, and I'm offering an energy healing. And what that is, you know, we need to heal the body, but we also need to heal the energy so that around us, so that we
mm-hmm.
have more energy, we need less sleep, we get more done. And an energy booster, an energy healing, will actually build your immune system. So you can get your immune
mm-hmm.
system built up, too. And what I'm offering, that's a $50 healing. And with that, what you'll do is it will, you know, it's like going to the chiropractor. And you know how he gets everything all popped back into alignment, your body with your spine?
Oh, yeah.
And, well, that's what an energy healing is. I'm just lining everything back up and putting it back in order. And what we'll do is we'll set up a time. And the person goes and, you know, gets in their bed and lies down and relaxes and gets very comfortable. Usually they fall asleep. But for 30 minutes, I'm going to do an energy balancing and an energy healer. And to do that, I use sea glass. And sea glass
mm-hmm.
is actually, it is when lightning hits the sand, it turns it, it's so hot that it actually turns that sand into, like, glass, and that's why they call it sea glass. And I am going to hold that sea glass stone, and I'm going to charge it for you while I do your energy healing, and
mm-hmm.
just for you, especially for you, and I'm going to mail it out when we're done. And then when you need a little bit of boost, you're going to take it out of the pouch that I send it in and hold it, and give yourself a little bit. It's like recharging your phone. You're gonna hold
right.
the sea glass, and you're gonna receive a charge from that healing, and then you're gonna put it back in the little pouch. And if you feel like you need it, you can simply we'll make another appointment. That'll be like $25, and I will send healing energy. I will channel it back to your stone for you as you hold it, and I will recharge it for you if you feel a need to do that. And I think
how neat,
good,
Ruth.
Yeah, and it's really good. And, you know, with Corona and with flu season coming, and we want an energy healing. We want to align our energy.
Mm-hmm.
We want to boost up our immune system so that we can, not get these things. We want to raise our
That's
energy
right.
up. So check that out if you're interested. And, you know, Amanda does Reiki. She does absent Reiki and hands-on Reiki. So she'll be happy to help you out with that.
And I do. And Angel Theater Healing. And I do sound healing. And I do essential oils.
And
healing,
you know,
too. It's all very important.
Prayer. You know, there's prayer. Jesus, you can always ask Jesus. I ask Jesus for many healings for people. Pray and ask Jesus to heal, to provide a healing, and he will. He will.
Absolutely. Another thing that I got blessed to have is I got a singing bowl from a sound practitioner. I actually have a set of chakra bowls, a handheld bowl, this bowl right here, which is a rainbow angelic bowl that brings in healing. So that's something else I do. But I think it's beautiful, Ruth, that you're going to send out some sea glass.
I'll send out a charged sea glass specifically for you to keep your energy charged up, and I will recharge it whenever you ask me to for, half the price of the healing. Yeah. And then I also do a check-in for $50. You can check in with me every day for 7 days. You get 5 minutes with me at your convenience. So, if I'm not on the phone doing a psychic reading, I will answer that phone and I will give you your 5 minute check-in for 7 days. And that's $50.
I love that.
But all my services are on my page, and it's up here on Amanda's link so that you can check all those out.
It is, yes.
And I do manifestation coaching as well. I do it for 1 week, or you can purchase a membership, and I will manifest coach you for 1 month. And that coaching also comes with homework and texting of capability and because we do need, we need to get into manifestation more, We have a lot of ability that we really don't use to its fullest capacity, our manifestation ability.
I think that manifestation is very important, and so is positive affirmations. And I think that,
Amanda manifested
them
her driver's license. I remember when her mother told her that she would never be able to drive a car. And I said, oh, yes, you will. You will. And she thought about it. She thought about it. She daydreamed about it. She fantasized about it. It was on her mind that she wanted to drive a car. And she's driving today.
I am.
And you manifested that yourself.
I had my first car when I moved with a friend of mine, and we were driving country roads, and the car was a little bit too big, so I got a different car that was a little smaller, and I did pretty well with it. And now I have a slight bigger car that has all my crystals and gems and jewelry and all of that in the back seat and the passenger seat, so I have a lot of stuff in the back, and I have all my crystals in there that go to fairs, but I've been working at it. I had to start small because I was very terrified, so I overcame it, though, and you told me I would.
Yeah, well, I think that was part of the program for from your mom. You know, your mother wanted you think that you were a little bit slow and a little bit, attention deficit. And your mom had a lot of programs in your head that weren't true. And as you know now that you're an adult, and that's why we don't. That's what keeps us from our manifestations today. That's what keeps us from bringing in the things that we desire and the things that we want to manifest, and it's the programs and that we have had since childhood, and the beliefs.
Right.
Our beliefs, and I said, no, don't believe that anymore. Don't believe that you can't. Believe that you can, and you did, and look where you are today. And now you're doing such awesome things, and, out on your own, and, doing so well for yourself. And it's because you got a belief. You got a belief. you got a belief in your mind, and you held on to that belief.
Mm-hmm. I worked on changing it. I really worked on, you know, moving forward and changing that. You really encouraged me that, yeah, you know, you can drive. She's just telling you that, you know, you can. And I really took that and said, okay, I know I can. I've had three cars since then. Well, this is probably my third car that I got that's a newer car. My first car was kind of older, and it was used, but it worked.
That,
you know,
it usually happens like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm, to get around, and then I took it and went to California and got another car, and then my next car is the one that I have now, which is a more updated car. It's like 2019, and I'm happy that I'm learning how to, you know, really use it, because I didn't think that I could drive a bigger car, and I convinced myself that I could, and, you know, manifested it. And so I tried to, you know, be in that space of manifestation when I was working on manifesting the car,
driving. Well, part of it is how badly do you want to? You wanted to. You had a burning desire. Think and grow rich. You know, that's what Napoleon Hill said. You know, you got to have a burning desire, you know, and then to sometimes bring it into reality. So that's what you did.
So how do you prepare your space to get in that frame of mind to manifest? What do you recommend?
Well, everything is a vibrational frequency, and we're vibrating at a frequency constantly, and it's either we're either high frequency or low frequency. So if you're if you're sad, if you're depressed, if you're angry, you're vibrating at a very low frequency, and whatever you're vibrating at will come back. You know that the universe matches that vibration. And that's what you attract back to you. So what I tell people is the best way to do it is to be in a high-frequency vibrational place as much as possible so that you're going to pull in that match back to you. So, just be happy. It's like turning on the radio and picking a station. So you get up in the morning and you pick I choose a frequency, and I choose the happy frequency, I say to myself, I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to be happy today, because I know that if I make a decision to be happy and I work on staying happy, that I can't be sad. Because I can't be happy and sad. You can't be happy and mad. You can't be happy and depressed. So Friday was my birthday, and I had the best birthday.
Happy birthday.
I mean, my friends, my family, I even have a present coming from my friend Sue today. And, I mean, I got presents. My cousin made me cupcakes. My daughter Joy bought me an awesome water cooler with a Keurig built in. My daughter Monica sent me money. My son Eric sent me a great big box for my birthday. I mean, people just blessed me on my birthday, and I was happy all day. I mean, I was flying high. And so, you know, for a long time, when I am not at a good place vibrationally, I'm going to think about my birthday and what a wonderful day it was, and how I was blessed over and over. And just by thinking about that happy day, I'm going to feel better, and it's going to raise my vibrational frequency to that happy frequency, to that higher level, because that's what you want to do. You want to be at a place where things just flow, that life just flows, and you know, things don't bother you, and people won't get to you because they can't. They can't reach you. If you're at a high enough frequency, they can't reach you.
That's true.
So decide.
That's very true.
You know, it's pretty much, you know, create your own state. I remember in the 80s, Tony Robbins, he had a 30-day challenge, and it was on cassette, and I got that cassette, that 30-day challenge, and one of his biggest things was you can create any state you want to be in, and it's simply a matter, it's simply a matter of, like, snapping your fingers. No. You know, boom, you know, like turning on the switch, turning off the switch. You know, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be, you know, and just switching it, create your own state, you know, and I used to say that a lot, create your own state, you know, and people would like, oh, God, you know, but, you know, I had some teenagers then that'd be like, it's not going to be a good day at school today. I've got these tests I have to take, and it's just not going to be a good day. And my hair doesn't look right. Not, you know, I'm like, it can be a good day. Just decide it's going to be. Create your own state, darling. And they'd be like, oh, Mom. But now they tell their children the same thing. You know, hey,
right?
Decide.
Yeah.
Decide. You know, decide it's going to be a good day. Make it a good day. It's up to you. It's up to you. Make it a good day. And, you know, if people are, if your boss, your children, your neighbors, if people are bothering you and frustrating, you know, if you raise that vibrational frequency, it's an interesting thing. They won't bother you quite so much. It won't, because it just won't matter. They won't be able to, they won't be able to get to you. They won't be able to touch you if your vibrational frequency is high enough.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You make the decision to
You make the choice.
Go into that.
You make the decision because everything's a choice. Everything in life is a choice. And you don't have to stay there. You don't. And if you don't stay there, then, you know, because sometimes I tell people when they call me for a psychic reading, well, he just wants to argue with me all the time, Ruth. He wants to fight with me. He wants to bicker with me. And I'm like, well, just don't do it. Don't do it, because if you don't argue with him and argue back, it has to stop, because he can't fight with himself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean,
he can't,
argue. He's got to have input. He's got to have feedback.
Yeah.
You know? And why do you want to keep it going for like an hour and 40 minutes and get nowhere? And get nowhere. Except, you know, your energy, your vibrational frequency will keep dropping.
Absolutely. So. Well, there's a lady in here that has this question. She says, can you not just think of being happy while manifesting, like imagining yourself celebrating after winning the lottery? I think that's a good idea.
Absolutely. Sometimes one of my video, I have a video coming up about happiness on my YouTube channel, but sometimes just smiling. If you just smile, it'll raise your frequency. Just be happy. And you have to get in a feeling. You have to get in the feeling of good stuff. So if I was thinking about winning the lottery and I was thinking about how I was going to feel when I went and got cashed that ticket in, that would certainly, I could get into that feeling. That would certainly raise my vibrational frequency. Sure would.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that that was excellent, because I remember seeing the guy from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books that he wrote, and he visualized, you know, so much money that he would get. And he put a check on his ceiling, and he would look at it, and he would be happy about it, and he would talk about making the money and having the money and then being on the beach and with his wife and all of that, and it really happened. He really manifested that, and I thought that was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to write checks and put them in my wallet. I'd write checks for $1,000, $5,000. I'd write a blank check. I'd write a check to the universe. That's who I made it out to, and I would put it in my wallet and carry them around, and yeah. So, and also on my YouTube channel, if you subscribe, I'm going to answer free questions at random every day. So, if you subscribe to my channel and you email me your question at ruthpsychicanswers@gmail.com. I will select some of those questions every day, and I will answer them on my YouTube channel.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. But and all these tricks, all these little tricks, you know, like writing yourself a check or, you know, I don't do it anymore. Now I carry real money around, but 30 years ago I bought play money, pretend money, and I put it in all my pockets, in my jacket pockets, in my purse, in my all my blue jean pockets, and, you know, I carried play money around, and I thought that, you know, because I thought that would help me pull the real money in, and it really didn't, because it doesn't feel like money when you touch it, and, of course, you know, I couldn't see the denominations, so now I just carry real money around with me. I've got money in my pillowcase right now, cash money. I've got money in my pockets. And it can be any dimension. It doesn't have to be $100 bills or $50 bills. It can be ones and fives and tens. But just so you have that money energy to pull in money. So, and then you're never broke if you have a little bit of money, you know, and then I forget it, you know. Like, I'll even forget I have it. I'll put it in a jacket, and then I'll put that jacket on next winter, and I'll be put my hand in my pocket, and like, oh, wow, that's a 20. You know, I even forgot I put that in my pocket. But all those are little tricks. They're just little tricks to trick our minds into remembering and what we're manifesting, and to trick our minds into getting into the feeling of it. That's why we write the checks, or we put the money in our pockets, or we will, if we want to buy a house, you know, we'll pick a house or a car. We'll get a picture, you know, and put it on our mirror, our refrigerator. It's just to keep us focused on what we're bringing about into reality for ourselves. That's why we do those.
That's
things.
A good thing.
It's just little tricks to keep our mind focused on what we want.
Yeah. I was fair, and I was admiring this citrine. Citrine is a symbol for money, abundance. It's an orange stone. It's funny how this happened. I was at a fair, and I was just kept playing with this giant stone. And at the end of the fair, they left this stone for me on my table, big, heavy thing, and it is a symbol of manifesting money. And I thanked them for it. I said, oh, my gosh, this thing is huge. Thank you. And they said, well, yeah, we kept noticing you were playing with it and you were having fun, and, you know, it's an abundance stone. So is jade and adventuring. So those are all money financial stones. So I brought it home and put it in the living room, and it's nearly right at the door where you can, you know, just kind of look at it, and it helps you manifest money. I learned from a Chinese person that the waving cat, if you face him towards the door, they're always doing like reflexology and things like that. The cat waving means money come in, which means, you know, when they're working on you and they have this waving cat facing outward, the money will come in because you're facing it towards the door. So those are some neat things on kind of visualizing money. And like you said, writing those checks to the universe, you know, carrying the money around and seeing yourself abundant, I think those are fabulous ideas.
That sounds great. But see, you thought about it until you manifested it into your reality.
Exactly. That's right. And everybody else can do that too, which is why you're such a good manifestation coach in getting the room prepared to manifest what you want to call in, getting your attitude ready to, you know, bring that in. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you're doing a great job. you know, manifesting is something that we all need, and it, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great tool to have. So helping people in that area is just really good.
Yeah, manifesting, and it, you know, it can happen quickly, or it can, you know, it can happen instantaneously. It's up to us how much energy and how well we stay at that vibrational match to what we're trying to manifest.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just have a great sense of helping people manifest and then telling them, like, what's ahead for them, you know, in their energy and in their future, and then leading them to getting there, which I think is absolutely great.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. People should definitely check out your website and, you know, get in there on the manifestation, because once you get that coaching, once you really get your mind set into, I'm going to manifest, I'm driving my car, and I'm going to have a blue car, and it's going to be a nice blue car. Even vision boards are a good idea. You can look
the
at what you want to manifest. You can
write it all
yeah.
out. Scripting is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, writing it out's really good too, because then you know, say you know what kind of car you want. If you want it to be a SUV or a truck or whatever, you can manifest, you know, I'm going to have good gas mileage, it's not going to cost me a lot of money. You know, that's just an example of one thing you can do. You can do many things. I think for me, just the fact that I could turn that talk around from, you can't drive that car, you'll never drive, you're going to be in an accident, it's going to be terrible, to, yeah, you can go down the highway and drive, you're good, you know, you're not going to get in an accident. You know, just be more positive. You can really turn a lot of things around.
Yeah. And coaching is good, because it just, you know, sometimes we just don't know when we're first starting out with something new, we just don't know how to start, or we don't know how to keep going. And so somebody that's, you know, been doing it for a little while can get us on the right path and keep us going in the right direction until we get become, you know, pretty awesome manifestors ourselves, you know?
Absolutely. And that's a very, very important thing, is to realize, you know, that we can manifest. And sometimes that coaching is really helpful. And I'm glad you offer that, too. People
well,
need
sometimes
that.
Sometimes we just don't have confidence in ourselves, you know? We just don't, a lot of people don't have a lot of self-confidence. So,
yeah,
but as
yeah,
we, as
coaching
we met,
helps.
But you know, as we decide that we want something, and then we actually are successful at manifesting it into reality, then we get like, oh wow, I, you know, look what I did. I really did it. And then the second time we make a decision to, you know, manifest something into our existence, it's easier. It's easier as we go along.
When you practice that mentality, when you actually practice, you get it. And then it feels good to go out and manifest, you know, your new car, your new job.
We practice a lot of things. We practice, you know, you practice driving. You practice driving till you got good at it. You practice.
That's right.
You know, I mean, athletes, they're not good automatically. They gotta keep practicing and training and working at it. And it's the same with anything, manifestation. You gotta keep practicing until you get better and better and better.
That was all it was with driving with me. It was just getting the practice, learning the road, learning the road signs, watching for other people. You know, because it's more about, you know, you've got control of that car, but everybody around you, you have to kind of know what they're doing. What moves they make, kind of intuitively get into the road, which is, you know, it's interesting, because I've had a hard time focusing there, but I'm getting better at it.
Another thing about the girl was asking about, you know, if you can just think about winning the lottery and get happy. Another way to totally change your vibrational frequency is to be very conscious of the words that we speak. That's really important. I try to be very conscious of the words that I speak. You know, and talking about healing again, you know, when we talk about healing, if you, like, you know, I used to have a lot of migraines, and I would say things like, I have a bad headache.
Right.
That's a horrible thing to say, you know.
Because
instead
then you manifest
saying, like,
it.
I have a headache right now that's, you know, not too good, but I know I'm getting relief from that. Or, like, I'm really sick. Because, see, whatever you think, however you feel, or whatever you speak, your subconscious mind is like the computer. It's a built-in computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it wants to please you. It will do whatever you think, say, or feel. It's going to do the best it can to bring it to you. So if you're like, I'm sick, all right, I'll help you be sick. Or, you know, like, I have a bad headache, or I just feel terrible today, or, okay, you know, your subconscious mind's going to say, all right, I'll help you feel terrible today. So, but if you said, well, you know, the day's getting better, I'm feeling better as the day goes on, that'd be a good thing to say.
Yeah, it would be.
I know a lot of times when I'm catching a cold or I'm getting a sore throat, I'll just go to bed and I'll talk to myself all night long. I am healthy. I am well. I feel good. And a lot of the times I can just talk myself right into wellness and feeling better, and I can wake up the next day and my sore throat's gone, or my cold is better. But it's really, really important, you know, the words we speak, because we speak things into existence. You know, even God spoke the world into existence. He said, let there be, and there was. I mean, you know,
and
God
there is.
Spoke the world.
Right.
You know, and we speak, everything we speak, we're the law of attraction is bringing to us everything we speak. So, and everything we think. So, and everything we feel. So it's very important, because at the beginning, I said I'm working on 1,000 subscribers for my channel. Did you notice that? I did not say I want. Oh my goodness, if I say I want, the universe is going to say, all right, I'll help you, Ruth, my subconscious mind, I'll help you want that. That's a way to keep anything from coming into being for you, is to want it. Don't want
but
anything.
But working towards it is creating
it.
An energy towards there will be 1,000 subscribers
to
your page.
Whatever it is, because I've got an up-and-coming lesson to teach on that, but there's three words that should be eliminated from your vocabulary, three four-letter words, and one of them is not one, and it's not just the F word. One of them is want, one of them is wish, don't wish for anything and don't want for anything, because don't hope. Mm-hmm. The other one is hope. Oh, I hope I can do that someday. Well, good luck to you.
Because you'll keep
wishing
and you'll keep hoping.
Yeah. So never, people, get those words out. Get those words out. Don't ever say wish, hope, or want again. I want that. I wish I could do that. I wish I could take that vacation. Well, you're just going to, you know, okay, you're going to keep
working
it.
You're working towards taking that vacation to
Hawaii. I'm going to be going to Hawaii on my next vacation. I'm going to be going on to Hawaii on vacation. instead of I wish I could go to Hawaii. Because I've never been to Hawaii. I'd like to do that. But I'm sure not going to wish I could go one day.
Right. You're going to work on going or see yourself. I will go to Hawaii one day, you know, or I'm working towards that goal.
Yeah, I'm working toward a vacation. One day I'm going to Hawaii on a vacation. See, that's the thing. I already know it's going to happen. Instead of just wishing it would. Instead of just wishing that it would.
And you will.
Mm-hmm.
You will, because you're working towards. That'd be fun.
You can come,
I have some friends down there.
Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
They could sit on the beach.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah. So it is important. The words that we speak, the words that come out of our mouth is very important, you know?
It is.
Mm-hmm. We need to be careful the words
we
speak to people, too. Because
we have negative thoughts, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the words we speak to people and then the negative thoughts that people have. And people say, well, how do I not have those negative thoughts? Well, you know, you're human, and they do happen,
you might have a brief moment of having a negative thought, but then you know that that's at a very low vibrational frequency, and that thought is not going to make your day better when you're vibrating at that low frequency level. So you say, all right, I'm going to think about something better. I'm gonna grab a hold of a more positive thought and let go of this one.
She's gonna see all the beautiful things that she got for her birthday, and Ruth has had one negative thought, and she's changing that too. I had a really good birthday.
I got all these wonderful presents,
and
my cousin made
me happy.
And she cooked me dinner, and I had my water cooler. I could make my coffee to go with my cupcakes, with my Keurig built in. And my daughter Monica she sent me money. I'm going to go buy me some new winter sweatpants and sweatshirts. My daughter Kirsten and her family bought me a bouquet of flowers and some blueberry bread to go with my coffee. I mean, my girlfriend Sue, she sent me a package. I mean, my son sent me candy. I mean, I was just thinking about that's making me happier.
What you do. You get into a happy mode and you think about the things that make you happy, the things that, you know, you're blessed with, the things that you're grateful for, and you start rising up your frequency, and it makes a difference. Big difference.
Well, another thing is, and also, if you're having a hard time raising your vibrational frequency level, just get into a gratitude, an attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Just get into start making a list of things you're grateful for. And when you start looking at all the things you're grateful for, that'll make you happier. I call it the happy frequency. I just like the
happy
frequency.
You're grateful for your friends and family. You're grateful that you got out of bed today. You're grateful that,
you're still alive.
The sun is shining.
You have a place to live.
For your puppy dogs. You have a place to live, water. You know, there's a lot that you can just say, I'm grateful I'm here. You know, my kitty loves me. My dog loves me. I'm happy. That's the kind of frequency you go into. And it'll make your day good.
Better.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important.
It's so easy. But we make a lot of easy things difficult, too. We make a lot of, and sometimes.
Oh, yeah, we do, don't we?
Yeah, sometimes people just, you ever notice, I mean, sometimes I think people just like drama. I think people just like drama. Because they stay there. Like, you don't have to stay in that drama, you know. Raise your vibrational frequency, and it might just disappear. Because it can't stay with you. Because, you know, you're going to a higher frequency level, so only things that can come to you then are what matches that vibration. Mm-hmm. You can only attract what matches the vibration you're in, the frequency that you're in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saying that's on a shirt and on Facebook that says your vibe will attract your tribe. And it's true. You know,
have you ever said, and you know, I've heard people say, you know, I get a bad vibe from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I've heard that before.
You know, I get a bad vibe from that person.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I know I've had several, you know, guide dogs because of my blindness. And if they, you know, sometimes they don't like a person and they'll growl and, you know, they just don't like a person. And it's like, well, they're
mm-hmm.
getting a bad vibe from that person. So maybe that person's not really a trustworthy person, or maybe they're somebody that, you know, that I should be leery about because they're not, maybe they're bad people and my dog's picking up their vibe, you know, that
yeah.
they're not a good person.
I remember your dog, Delaware, sent me a card when I was in college. You and Delaware sent
yes,
me a card.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
that just meant the world to me. And
she was my second one.
She was your German Shepherd.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I remember another dog you had, too. And then you had a poodle somewhere also. And
yep,
I know you
have
some really
now.
Cool dogs now, too.
I'm on guide dog number 7. I've had... a golden retriever. I've had 2 German shepherds,
mm-hmm.
2 labs, and 2 poodles now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's great. But, you know, they do.
They pick up, your animals can pick up
animals
a vibe.
Animals pick up a lot, yeah. And animal will pick up spirits from the other side, too.
They do.
When a lot of, I know, when my first husband, his mother passed away, and we were listening to a cassette tape that she had mailed us. And
mm-hmm.
she used to mail us cassette tapes, letters, and she and my dog, the dog I had at the time was just sitting and staring at the front door, just staring, like almost like it was looking at her, like just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the animals can see spirits.
They sure can.
But animals are very sensitive. Animals are
mm-hmm.
very sensitive. Amanda does a good job tuning into your pets and communicating with them, and I do pet readings as well.
That's cool. I'm glad you do,
yeah,
too.
It is.
But, yeah, they can feel your vibe. They can feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can feel if you're down. They can feel if your vibe is different. And sometimes they'll come over and lay their head on your
mm-hmm.
knee or on your shoulder. If you're having a bad day or you're having a low frequency,
moment.
They'll try to up
yeah.
your, yeah, they'll up your frequency.
You're tired, yeah. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cats will come lay on you and try to heal you with their purr. They say that's very good.
I found out
good.
there is a, if a cat, my daughter Kirsten was telling me a cat's purr is
mm-hmm.
a healing frequency.
Yes,
a cat's purring is a vibrational. It's a healing vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So that if
it
you have
is.
A kitty cat and it lays on you or beside you and it's purring and purring and purring, you're receiving a healing because that purring sound is a healing frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, that is cool. I don't have a cat.
It is cool.
That is really cool.
I
yeah.
worked on a lady this weekend. She has a little black cat named Onyx. And when she was on when a woman was on my massage table, and I was doing some frequency healing with singing bowls, the cat acted like, you know, it was getting up there to be around the positive frequency, the oils,
uh-huh.
you know, what I was doing,
the
energy.
The middle of it all too, huh? Like, hey.
Yeah.
Let me get
Onyx was like, hey, I want this too.
yeah.
Onyx
yeah,
was going, I want
action.
To be a part of this too.
Wow.
And
that's
most
cool.
Cats do when I start energy healing. I've done it at a distance too and had some fun experiences, but working with this lady with sound and also just putting her on the table was very neat because the sound frequency and stuff, the cat was really loving that, I think, and was just eating it up. Oh, I want to be a part of this. So it was very cool, and that was very fun. So animals are very tuned in to frequency, spirit, and all that.
Are.
So that's really neat.
They don't have a lot of the everyday humdrum, what am I going to, they don't have to pay bills and go to work, and they don't have, so they don't have a lot cluttering their minds like we do, right? So they can be more
right.
in tune, I think.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful.
I
think your dogs can be too. You've had your dogs that do that also. They're in tune. They know how to help you. They come over and just, up your frequency.
Uh-huh.
It's very, very cool.
I think sometimes they know. They know when your level, when you're vibrating low frequency levels, and they'll come up and just nudge you or put their, my dog now, he'll put his chin on my knee, and he'll just like feel better. Let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me help you raise your frequency. Feel better.
Oh,
they kind of know. They tune. That's why they got the dogs that for, epilepsy that will help you. And there are dogs that know when your sugar level's dropping. They can be trained to alert you. That's how sensitive our animals are.
Mm-hmm. They're very. They're good animals, and they want to take care of their owners like, yours does you. And it's
and they
a wonderful
have unconditional
thing.
Love. A dog
they
will love you no
do.
Matter what you do. You could kick
Absolutely.
It and beat it, throw it out in the rain, and it'll, not that I would do any of that, but our listeners, but they still love you. They love you unconditionally no matter what. You can be in a bad
they
mood
do.
And they'll still love you unconditionally. They don't hold anything
mm-hmm.
against you. They don't hold grudges. They just love you.
Yeah. Well, dogs are special, and so are cats, and that also raises our frequency, which is, really cool too. Ruth, I think it's amazing what you're doing with manifestation and helping people with healing and all that good stuff. It's really good. People should definitely check out RuthPsychicAnswers.com. Go to your YouTube channel, Ruth Psychic Answers, and definitely check you out on Facebook at Ruth Psychic Answers, too, and set up a session with you.
Yeah, there's a space between Ruth and Psychic Answers. There's a space between Ruth and the Psychic Answers for the YouTube channel, but it's all on my Ruth Psychic Answers page. So
that's wonderful. They can get a hold of you
Go to that YouTube channel and email me your questions, like we're going to do in a few minutes here on the radio show. Email me your questions to RuthPsychicAnswers@gmail.com. And I will, if you manifest it and you decide that I'm going to select your question, it might just happen if you're a good manifester, and then I'll select your question and answer it on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, and you'll be on the YouTube channel, which is really cool. So we're going to take a really quick break, Ruth, and be right back.
Sounds good.
And take
Sounds
some
good.
Questions. So we're in the second half of our show, so like Ruth said, you can check out her page for questions here. What you're going to do is you're either going to ask your question in the chat room, you're going to text a question, or you're going to call 347-237-5339 and hit 1 on your keypad. Of course, if we don't get to everybody, you can always set up a session with Ruth, and she'll be happy to help you with questions at RuthPsychicAnswers.com. She has that on her page, and she's also Ruth Psychic Answers on Facebook. Of course, you can get a hold of me, too. I'm over at starguidereadings@gmail.com. So I'm starguidereadings@gmail. And you can also find me on Facebook, Starwaya Amanda. I'm doing a 3-question special, so just email starguidereadings@gmail.com. But please take advantage of Ruth, too. Go over to RuthPsychicAnswers.com and check her out. I really encourage you to do so. We'll be back in just a moment. You can hit 347-237-5339 on your phone. Hit 1 to ask a question. If you want to text it, go ahead and text it in the chat room or get a hold of me, and we'll be right back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you.
into the second half of the show now. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to ask a question. You can also text it. We have a chat room and ways to, you know, text questions as well. You're tuned in to my show today, Messages of Light, and my guest is Ruth. You can check out her page at ruthspsychicanswers.com. You can also check her out on Facebook at Ruth's Psychic Answers. And be sure to take advantage of her one question for $10 special. That's a pretty good deal. You know, you can set up an appointment with her. I would highly recommend it. She's very good, and she's also offering manifestation coaching. We're going to take your call. So you can email me at starguidereadings@gmail.com. I'm doing a special, so you can get a hold of me for that. But also make sure you check out ruthspsychicanswers.com. We're back for the second half of the show. I'm going to bring Ruth back, and we're going to get started on your questions. Welcome back, Ruth.
I just wanted to say thanks, Amanda. Real quick, we've been talking all about raising your frequency level and happy, being happy as a way to do that quickly. And I've got a new YouTube video premiering at 2:15 today, right after your show, and it's all about raising that frequency and getting in the happy place, in the happy frequency.
Oh,
that's
good.
What the new video is about. So don't miss it, guys. And I'm ready
yeah,
for your
check
question.
Check out her YouTube channel.
Ready.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to go to area code 236. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hi. My name's Catherine.
Hi.
Port Romance. Hi.
What's your question?
I want to ask about romance, when there be romance coming into my life.
Okay, so I sense that there is not right now, but you're waiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're ready, and so that's the biggest step, is to being ready and being open for that romance. Because when you're ready and you're open, I can tell you that someone's out there and he's looking for you just like you're looking for him. So all you have to do is tell the universe, I'm ready now. I'm ready for my soulmate. And then just get excited. Get excited, make a plan. What are you going to cook for your first meal that you fix him? Where are you going to go on a vacation? What are you going to do together? So start planning, making plans for the future for you and him. That's how you can bring him in faster. But he's out there looking for you, and he's showing up in any day, any minute. He's coming into your life.
Right.
I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited too for you, because it's on its way now, because you're going to start manifesting now. Now is the time for you to think about what kind of a meal you're going to fix him.
So you don't want to think anymore. You don't want to think anymore that he's not here. Because he is here.
You're manifesting him now. You're manifesting him and getting your bedroom ready. You're moving the closet space over for him. You're getting prepared for him to move into your space, be there, and be what he's supposed to be. So it's really clear to me that he's coming in any time now. You're going to start creating, you know, the atmosphere for him. You're going to start making this happen. It's going to be any time. I could see November being a great time for you.
Well,
I would definitely
say this year that you could spend,
yeah,
you could share
in
Christmas
December. You're
going to
be celebrating him. You're going to be celebrating him in December.
Yep. The important thing to get him here fast is to not ever think again, I don't have someone, because you do. He's there. He's been born. He's living, breathing, walking, and he's out there. And all that has to happen is you got to meet one another. That's the only thing that has to happen.
That's right.
You have
and the universe will make that happen. Okay?
Yeah,
before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do descriptions because I'm blind and I don't look at people. And so I'm always wrong. But if you want a description, I would look later for a card reader. A card reader can give you height, hair color, eye color, things like that. But it really doesn't matter
tall.
What he looks like.
He's 6 feet tall. He's got a good build on him. He's a pretty handsome-looking guy. He's got some brown color to his hair. His eyes change color. But remember, you have to manifest him into your life, and that's the most important. You know, he's going to be good-looking. He's going to have the job. He has no drama, so you're good. So just remember that and keep manifesting. Thank you for calling.
Get excited. Get excited. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye. We're going to go to area code 415-368. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hello, Ruth. Hello, Amanda. Good to hear your voices again, Ruth.
Yeah,
this
I need
William.
Your first name. Uh-huh.
William. How are
What's
you?
What's your question? I'm good. And you're having a great day. You're having a great day today, right?
Yeah, I always do. I always do, especially
Absolutely.
Listening to Amanda's program. And second time
Thank
talking
you,
to you
William.
In a while, you know. I'm just painting away on a new mural today and, you know.
Yeah, very nice.
having fun. Although, you know, I think last time I had talked to you about my new partner coming in and still he's on his way and just awaiting. So, you know, just having fun in the meanwhile, just as Sandra
right.
Gosler
so
had
what you
said.
Need to do. Here, okay, William, you've got to stop saying I'm waiting, okay? Those aren't, that's not a good sentence because you're going to keep waiting if you're waiting. So a better phrase is I'm really excited that my new partner is on his way.
Well, Father said that he was coming this week, so, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But,
okay. All right, so.
So,
are you excited about it?
Yes, very much so.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully he likes seafood, so I can take him to the new seafood restaurant because
what did
that's opening.
Don't say
hopefully he
that's
enjoys seafood.
You know he's
well,
going to enjoy
Well, you never know
himself.
What somebody may enjoy, you know, until you
I
have a conversation.
Really, I would be really happy if he liked seafood because I have a restaurant already picked out.
There you go.
Right? Be careful.
There you go.
Watch your wording.
You know, I like, remember that
wording.
Little Bible school song? Be careful, little mouth, what you say.
Can't say that I've actually ever heard that one, to be honest with you.
Oh,
all
wow.
I remember is, you know, the one with the mouse, little rabbit foo-foo walking through the forest, picking up field mice and bopping them on the head.
Yeah. So I'm excited about you. I'm excited about your partner, William. And
myself too. Myself too, dear.
He's on his way.
Oh yeah.
He's on his way. He's coming. He'll be great.
Oh yeah. But look forward to catching up more soon, Ruth, and listening to your program more.
Join my YouTube channel. All kinds of good free stuff up there.
Yes, dear.
Get some good stuff. Check it out. Thanks for calling, William.
I will do that. Thank you, ladies. God bless.
We're going to go to area code 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you today, 111?
Hi, Amanda. I've listened to your show before. Big fan. Thank you for loving animals. My name is Lisa. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
I have a question. Hi. I was working in the place, and a cat was looking through the window where I used to work. He would wait for me outside, and then the third day I said, okay, I need a pet. And so when I call him he came running, and he was lovable. And he's a black cat. So now I have him.
Mm-hmm.
And
how nice.
And he says, he looks at me a lot. He just looks at me in my eyes. I had him already for 9 weeks. Any advice on this? It's so interesting. Yeah.
Well, he's trying to read your mind. He's trying to figure out what you're thinking when he looks at you intently like that. So just say, I love you. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking how much I love you. He's very happy, though. He's very happy.
Yeah, he really loves you. He's really happy to be there. He wants reassurance that you love him, like she's saying, and he's very happy. He loves being there.
He shoots me. How did this happen? He shoots me. He was looking at me in the window.
Yeah. My grandmother said if a cat finds you, it's good luck. It means good luck if
a cat
finds you. Or if a cat shows up on your porch. So you got good luck coming.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I bathe him, and his hair is super shiny. His eyes change colors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his paws on my feet. And
very nice.
Well,
you keep him, okay? You keep him, and you just keep loving him.
Well,
keep loving him and keep just telling him that he's, you know, there for you. And it's a beautiful connection between the two of you. So just keep up the good work with him.
Thank you. I'm happy to have a new friend. It's been a miracle.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for calling in. And make sure you tune in to Ruth's YouTube channel today. She's got some neat stuff to talk about. And stay tuned and listen to the show as well. It was good talking to you. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, which is 415-756. You're on with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, ladies? It's Siobhan. How are you both today?
Great.
We are good, Siobhan.
Glad to hear it. Ruth, I'm
so
happy.
So what are you manifesting right now?
I'm manifesting a lot, honey. I am so happy. I will be so happy when my window guy calls me and tells me my windows are here this week, and my painting guy calls me and tells me I can start painting this week. I'm going to be very happy on all that.
Yeah, you are going to be happy when all that happens. So what you want to do is think about the feeling. Stay in the feeling as if it's already happened. You know, I tell people, live in the future. Live in the future.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't live in the present and just, oh, my goodness, it's going to be wonderful. It's going
to
look
I'm
so good.
I'm actually excited to clean my house right now because I'm telling myself, you have to clean your house. You have to set up for Christmas, which is, a month and a half away. But, I mean, to me, that's like tomorrow. And then because I'm like, well, I'll be so happy when I win the lotto and my house is so clean and I'll be able to accept all that new energy in. I'm manifesting, Ruth. I have
I'm going to be happy when I win the lottery because, I'll help you be happy when you win. I am really looking forward to cashing in that winning ticket, and I'm so excited that my winning ticket is out there waiting for me to go purchase it.
I'm so excited.
It's just in the store. It's in the store waiting for you to go buy it.
Okay.
And no one else can buy your winning ticket because the universe won't allow that. So it'll be there waiting for you.
That is so true. And
so
I'll
let me ask you a quick question, Siobhan. So is that winning ticket is one of those tickets that you're going to be purchasing in the near future? Your winning lottery ticket?
Oh, I am determined that the ticket in my pocket is the winning lotto ticket.
Good. There you go.
The one I've purchased already. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very happy
about
that.
All right. I know. Because Siobhan and I have talked about this. And I know. It's in my knowing that she's a big winner.
So that's what I'm doing. I just wanted to call in and say that, ladies. I love that you're on the education path for re-educating ourselves on how it's already there and the happiness coming in. Yeah.
I'm going to hear this lady shrieking, and I'm going to say, oh, my goodness, that must be Siobhan looking at her.
I try not to make the volume too loud.
Oh, goodness.
Siobhan, when you win that winning ticket, I actually get to spend more than 5 minutes in a room with you, right?
Of course. Are we excited about that? Love Christmas.
I'm very excited about that because I haven't gotten to spend time with you yet, and I'm looking forward to spending more than 5 minutes in a room with you and actually having some fun. That's going to be exciting.
Yes, I had
it is actually.
Hey, Ruth, you're kind of not near the phone. We can't hear you.
Oh, so I had a client tell me that when he wins the lottery, that I'm going to be set for life. So he's not only manifesting that lottery ticket, I'm manifesting that lottery ticket for him.
Yeah, yeah. I say the same thing, actually. I say the same thing.
Exactly.
Because, you know, there's a feeling that came with me. So I used to, you know, my self-talk was learned, and it's super negative, and now it's super positive. It's flipped a switch, and I love it actually. And then I get reminded, like, you know, somebody said to me the other day, "What are you doing?" You know, I had a tendency to have horrible migraines, like,
yeah.
And then one day I just said, you know what? I'm not going to allow it. I could feel it coming on. And they said, "What are you doing?" I go, "Oh, I'm just happy to be healing myself today." And I would walk around. I wouldn't say anything. And I'm telling you, not only did I get rid of the migraine, it actually dulled itself out. I mean, I used to have a migraine and keep it for a week. It was gone by the end of the day. And
I'm
glad that
the next time it'll only take
that.
A few hours. It'll only take a few hours
right.
The next time.
Oh, I'm so happy because I'm going through those hormone changes, and when those hormones hit, that migraine kicked into high gear, and I realized that's what made me realize, oh, you're going through the hormone. Well, aren't you happy you're getting it over and done with? You know, it just was a positive spin, and I went, there I am. I looked at myself in the mirror one day and went, there you are. You knew you came in that way. It was the negative self-talk. It took you only like 50-some-odd years to get rid of. Right, and now it's here, and it's a happiness. So I look at everything as, oh, well, you know, I have that challenge today, but I'm happy to have the challenge. I haven't had that challenge before. Right?
That's right. You're an awesome manifester, Siobhan. You do great.
Thank
you. Do great.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's my testimony. I'm going, girls, because you got a lot of people waiting. I can feel the energy. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks
love
for calling
you. Have
in.
A great day. Thank you. Bye bye.
Blessings. Bye bye. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, which is 707. Let's do that again. 707. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Good. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Ruth. This is Valerie.
Hi. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Hi. I'm ready for my life partner. Want to see what you see about that.
Good. Good. So being ready is good. It's you know, and the thing of it is, you know, I mean, you've been waiting a little while, but look at it like this. Every day, like he is closer to coming into your life today than he was yesterday. So every day that goes by is a day sooner that he's going to be here. And tuning into it, I feel like he might have had some things personal going on, perhaps, that he's had to work through, and now he's got those all worked out, and so he's more free to be ready to be in a good, solid relationship. So he's here. He's right here.
He's here and ready, and you're manifesting him.
Yep, you just haven't met him yet. But you will, and I still feel it's this year. So go.
I do too. I agree.
Get excited about that.
Oh, I will. Yeah, this year. I'm excited.
And
keep manifesting and know that he's there. Yeah. Plan him.
Plan
him in your life. Make your space for him. Make sure you make your room available for him. What you're going to do for him.
Yep.
And all that good stuff. Have that ready to go. You're doing great.
Yeah. I've got it ready to go.
Good deal.
All
right. He's on his way.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks for calling in. Blessings.
Bye. Blessings.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to see who else is on here for a call. We have area code 312. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Oh, fine. This is Karen from Chicago.
Hi. Hi. How can we help you?
I'm wondering if you I recently applied for about four jobs that I'm really, really excited about. And I'm wondering if you guys see, one was at a transport company, one was with electronics company, one was a communication company, and then one was just through an agency, manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of wondering if you guys get any hits on anything or any strong feelings.
I'm looking at the first one you mentioned. Have you interviewed with them yet?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'm looking at the
that
first
one's
one.
That one's the one.
And probably not till December, but you should be getting
okay.
an interview in December, like the first
mm-hmm.
week. It's in about three more weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hoping that one calls me. It's a little bit
it's
far from my
one.
Home.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good pay.
Yeah, good pay.
If
yeah,
that one's
exactly.
a better pay than the other one, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to be blessed with it. You're going to be happy. And it just looks like a better direction for you to go. So I definitely see that blessing your life and you being very happy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds good. I'll let you ladies know. I'm very excited about the first
one,
too.
Yeah, let us know. Be sure and let us know. Okay?
Let us know, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, have a good day.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling in.
Bye.
Blessings. We have, I think, one more caller here, and there might be another one, but we'll take this one. This one's area code 519. You're on the line with Amanda and Ruth. How are you?
Hi, Amanda and Ruth. This is Jennifer calling.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. How can we help you?
My eyes are getting progressively worse and worse every year. Is there something I'm not seeing or is,
have you been
is
to an eye doctor?
A metaphysical? Yeah.
What do they say?
They never find anything. No,
they
nothing,
can never
just,
find
I've
anything.
Got bad eyes. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. That's good
you
that
might
you
try
went
a,
and
you
got
might
that
try
checked
a healing.
Out.
You might try a Reiki with Amanda. Right?
I
have you
did,
tried that?
I did. I've done hands-on spiritual healing before when I was having a detached retina, and it reattached itself. But it's
awesome.
More about the vision, like not being able to see distances mostly.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you something I know is working with EyeBright and working with manifestation to get your distances and whatever back by using affirmations and using EyeBright, which is what I'm doing, and it's working. It might help you with your distance and everything else. It's been working for me.
I would start getting into the feeling of my eyesight improving and getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think about that, and I would pray for a instant healing. And
mm-hmm.
I would really get into the feeling of vision improving, and I would
yeah.
I would really focus on, I would not focus on how it is now, but I would
mm-hmm.
do my very best to focus on
better.
How it's going to be when it's better.
Okay.
And
yeah, my
Ruth
dad
is talking about affirmations.
So.
Yeah, Ruth
yeah.
is talking
yeah.
about affirmations, and she's also EyeBright helps with distances and everything else. I know because I wear glasses and I have problems with distance as well. So doing those affirmations and using that herbal supplement correctly will help you.
So EyeBright is a herbal supplement. Okay, I'll take a look for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank
you
for calling. Let us know how it works. Blessings.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Well, Ruth, it's been great having you on. This has been a spectacular show, and we'll do it again soon. I really appreciate
we
you
will.
Being my guest today.
It's always so much fun. Thank you for always
it was great having
allowing.
You on. We'll see you next week.
All right,
All right
Amanda.
We'll see
blessings.
You
bye,
next
sweetheart.
Time. All right, blessings.
Bye.
You have been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Ruth. You can find her at ruthpsychicanswers.com. She is an amazing person. You can also find me at starguidereadings@gmail.com. You can also do my 3-question special for $15. I'm doing that. You can email starguidereadings@gmail.com, and we will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can also find me on Facebook, Starway Amanda. Have a great day, everybody.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you